We think very low interest rate environment is the most likely case. So we have a small increase in interest rates at the end of the year, 125 basis point move. So we're looking at overnight rates at 1, the end of the year, 125. So still very low level of interest rates. And I think in that environment, the enticement is to take on more debt. But when you look at the elevated debt-to-income ratio, you'd like to see consumers reducing that debt burden. And there has been progress made on that. If you look at the debt numbers in Canada, consumer debt, what we're seeing is at 6.5% on a year-over-year basis, which is the lowest it's been in 10 years in terms of growth rate. So consumers are paying attention to all the warnings that are out there, whether it's the finance minister or the governor of the Bank of Canada. So they are reducing that debt load. It's just taking place in the non-mortgage debt, which is only 30% of overall consumer debt. The mortgage debt continues to move alongside the housing market. And we expect the housing market to cool, not collapse, but that should also help level out this debt-to-income ratio. So consumers are paying down debt, which is a good news story because rates aren't going to be this low forever.